Okay, we'll just way of reminding ourselves concerning this season. We'll just look at, it's a, actually a continuation of what Pastor Thomas has been talking about since the Friday vigil and this morning's Sunday school. It is a time for consecration. Somebody sent me a text yesterday saying, what is the theme for the fasting? And I just replied back. I said, it is self-consecration. It is self-consecration. For two reasons. One, it is good as a church that at least once every year we should take a look, create time where every true believer takes time to look also inward to your own life. By virtue of the grace of God in this ministry, we tend to go for, you know, what we can receive from God, casting out devils, going for counseling and hearing from God through the prophetic anointing here, gift here. And sometimes too, we don't balance our approach to God. We always want us to note that we that believe and hold unto the God of Israel alone, and we depend on Him and Him alone. Listen, the Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now, knowledge is important. The psalmist says, in all thy getting, get what? Get wisdom, get knowledge. You see, you want to walk with God, you must learn to know how to walk with Him. Learn to know how to walk with Him. You see, what gives a Christian boldness, confidence? Some people think that when I speak boldly like this. Somebody once asked me a question. What is the secret of your boldness? Why you seem so bold? You're not afraid. Why will I be afraid? What I know. For ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Every day I am seeking to know this God that I serve. And the knowledge you have gives you boldness. To know my position in relation to God and my position in relation to the devil. If you are going to hold on to God, know Him. Why? Because He's a God that operates by principles. He will never bend it for anybody. He's a merciful God. Sometimes, He'll just out of His mercy, you know, He'll just come down. When you trouble him too much, you go to the mountain, you cry, so they don't nearly die. You go just look and say, hey, this one go just die for nothing. This one doesn't know that people don't receive something from me because they fast. I am not a wicked God. I am a father. Which son goes to fast before he receives something from his father? And those of us that have children, before your son will come to you to ask for school fees, he will fast, dry. Then come. Then when you see him, say, son, what's the problem? School fees, Lord. School fees, Papa. School fees. Is that why you are dry like that? Who told you? Amen. that before you can receive something from me, you have to fast. What did you do before you become my friend, my son? What did you do before you become your father's son?
Nothing.
Hallelujah. But do you know he did so many things to be able to get you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you have to understand something. Hallelujah. While we were yet sinners, he died for us on the cross. You didn't do anything to merit your salvation. He only answered the call, come to me. And that's all. And his arms were wide open. And he received us. Is it that God that loved you while you were smoking Igbo? Igbo? Is it that God while you were the leader of Agbero Adoshoti? He went to the cross of Calvary, shed his precious blood. What else do you think you will need to do to receive from him? Look, that is why I say, it's because you don't even know who you are. You don't know the God we serve. But this God operates by principles. Study it for anything you want. That is why 1 John chapter 5 verse 14, he says, this is the confidence that we have in him. What is the confidence? That if we ask anything according to his will. The emphasis there is according to his will. Hallelujah. He said, then you know that he heareth us. Hallelujah. And then, listen church, then since you know he hears us, then you are sure that you have the petitions you ask of him. So, it means you must know God's will concerning every aspect of your life. That is why we study the Bible. That is why we listen to sermons and messages. You see? The Bible says that the prayer, God heareth not prayer of sinners. So, you are going for prayers. You are going somewhere and then you are living in sin and you are waiting to receive something from God. How can you receive something from God when he told you he does not hear prayer of a sinner? And when the thing fails to come, or the thing you're expecting is delayed, instead of you to begin to find out, why is my blessing delaying? Instead of you to be sincere with yourself, you begin to take off to one prophet or the other, to one mountain or the other. Power must change hand. Change hand from who to who? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you are quick to go to a prophet that will tell you that it is your uncle that is doing you. It is your mama that is a witch. It is your neighbor that is a witch. But the same Bible says, if a man's way pleases the Lord, he maketh him to be at peace, even with his enemies. Why are you not in peace with your enemies? That's what I'm saying. You are looking somewhere else. Looking away from where the solution is. I've told you this, that I have never fasted so that I will receive something from God since I gave my life to Christ. I have never. Yet I fast regularly. Regularly I fast. And the reason I fast is because I have learned enough to understand that Satan is known as the accuser of the brethren. I know that if the devil can accuse me of nothing, then nothing will stop my prayers from being answered. So what is fasting? Hallelujah. Fasting is a period that I stay dedicated to myself to look inward. Because I know, hallelujah, Jesus said that my Father heareth me always. Because why? He said, I always do the things that are pleasing before him. Amen. Hallelujah. I always do the things that are pleasing before him. I learned something too from there. Anytime you cast out a spirit and that spirit refuses to go or goes and comes back, stop going to any mountain. Begin to look around you. Is there anything I am doing? Is there anything around me that I am doing? You see? One prayer that every Christian must pray is, Lord, reveal me to myself. Reveal myself to me. Lord, reveal myself to me. Let me know who I am, what I am doing that can be hindering your grace in my life. There is no special child of God. The same blood takes care of all of us. The blood speaking for me is the same blood I'm speaking for you. That's the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was watching one man of God at Ikotu on television. And the ease that he was doing his deliverance. I will never forget that day. And the ease that he was doing his deliverance. I was alone in the sitting room and I was watching his channel. And I was speaking in my heart. It was in my heart. Oh, I said, this man that doesn't know anything in the world, see the grace. I was just thinking it in my heart and the voice spoke to me. Can you pay the price he pays to get to that level? Ha! I was shocked. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The things, one day I was listening to his, you know, that was before he descended to the level he is now. He used to be higher than this. When he was really this, you know, I listened to message one time, 1996. And when one of the denominational leaders, you know, were calling him devil. So somebody came to testify, they played the tape, and then they were hearing that man calling him devil and all whatnot. And he said, even this one called me devil. He said, when they are busy enjoying themselves up and down, and I am somewhere paying the price, making all the sacrifices I make, and the result is showing now, they are saying I am occultic. I will never forget that day. I listened to it. Amen. The difference between the brother that is enjoying spiritual life, you know, going through, because every Christian undergoes battles. One that undergoes his own with ease. And the one that is struggle. The difference is simple. Watch the sacrifices this one makes. And watch the sacrifices the other makes. Praise the Lord. Listen, church. Hallelujah. Every true living church. Every church, I mean to say, you are blessed when you have a pastor that can teach you how to live a consecrated life. A pastor that believes in prayers. A pastor that will lead you to discover yourself. A pastor that creates liberty of the spirit. Church, I am one of those pastors. And I say with all boldness, because I have, from the first day I gave my life to Christ, I wanted to know about the God of Israel. And he who seeks will find. I I have studied, I have read in seeking knowledge, not because I wanted to be a pastor. No, I didn't want to be a pastor. I didn't plan to be a pastor. But I wanted to know this God, because every day he was so mysterious. I discovered you can never finish knowing him. But it's very interesting if you know him. It's very interesting. Very, very interesting when you know him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Listen, let me say something, and I hope you will understand me. Listen, church. Hallelujah. That you sleep in the night. Before you sleep, you have 2 hours prayer. Or every night, you are having vigil in your house. You know they sleep. Prayer in the night. So that you will, you know, dismantle witches and wizards that are attacking you. Listen, church. Hallelujah. Does not stop Satan from attacking you. I don't know who will understand me. Now, I didn't say you should not pray midnight prayer. That's why I say I hope you will understand me. Hallelujah. But I have known several times, and none of you does deliverance more than me. I mean serious, serious ones. And of course, the Bible says, smite the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. The enemies of this church, I am number one target. They believe they get me. The church is finished. Now, it is a principle in the Bible. Now, but listen, church. Hallelujah. Me that I am number one target of this church, it has never occurred to me that every night I must be doing vigil so that they will not get me. No! Because I know, hallelujah, that I am number one target, I have decided to closely walk with God. I know if I stay with him like this, you can never get me. That is the secret. I will not do anything that will defile me. I will not do anything that Satan will come and accuse, and the angel watching over me say, give me a chance. You sure you know what he do? I can't do that. That is the secret. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When he says, if a man's way pleases the Lord, he maketh it to be at peace, even with his neighbors, his enemies, even with his enemies. He said, break the edge, and serpent will bite. And the edge of God's protection is not around you because of the prayer, hours of prayer that you pray. It's not. It is the life that you live. It's the life that you live. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When you jam that prayer with the life that you live, you become nuclear bomb when you are going on the streets. When they call your name, they will see a fire. Hallelujah. When they come to attack you, something will be around you to stop it. Amen. That is how to walk with God. Know his principles. Know his principles. And let me also tell you that you may not be defiling yourself by way of any form of sin. You don't lie. You don't do whatever it is. Church, that's right. But if you don't pay your tithes, if you are stingy, if you are not a giver, you will be a poor holy brother. A poor holy sister, because no matter how holy you are, hallelujah, if you don't operate the principle for prosperity, you will remain a very holy, poor brother or sister. Christianity is everything practical. Everything, that is what I mean by God's principles. When the Bible says, he, God, does not answer prayer of sinners. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, church, I'm using as an example. The first thing you want to come before God's presence to pray, every time, number one hindrance is sin. Sin. Listen, church. Listen. Every one of us, we are sinners. As long as you are in this flesh, you commit one sin or the other. With your eye, with your heart, with your ear, with your leg, with your hand, with everything. One thing, some of them, they are sins of omission. That is something that you failed to do that you should have done. Maybe you forgot to do it, but whatever it is, because you did not do it, it is sin. And ignorance is not excuse in law. And that keeps every believer humble. And that keeps every believer watchful. And everyone that comes before God, no human being can come and say, Father, you must hear me. No. Everyone, he still left it. I'm your father, you are my son. But you can only come to me in the name of Jesus. Do you understand what I'm saying? You are my son. But before you come to me, he still left something. You will only come to me if you ask me to do anything in that name. That's why we pray in that name. In words or in deed, whatever you do, do all in the name of Jesus. Why didn't he say, just come to me? Just ask. Hey, Jehovah, oh yeah, cast out this spirit. Out! No, he said you must do it in the name of Jesus. That means he still lets you know that you are a child of God because of what Jesus did on the cross on Calvary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Therefore, don't come as if you deserve anything. You were dead and gone. But somebody was sacrificed to bring you that. Be humble. Come to me in all humility. And if you're going to come to God in all humility, you will first examine yourself. Each time you want to pray, you will first look inward. Father, forgive me. When a serious deliverance is going on, and God opened my eye, and I see a very stubborn spirit, the first thing I say, Father, not because of me do I ask you to deliver this person. Not because of me. If it's because of me, you won't deliver this person. If it is because of me, not even because of her, your mercy, Lord. Your mercy, Lord. I will spend some time pleading God's mercy. Several times, while I am still pleading God's mercy, the demon will go. Now, why I'm saying this is, he says that when you start praying, he says, do what? Forgive. If you have aught against anybody. Do you know why? Because he has another principle. He said, when he said he should teach us how to pray, he said, pray like this, among other things, he said, forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Hear the English there. Forgive us as we forgive. That means if we not forgive, you too, you will not go forgive my own. Do you understand what I'm saying? Forgive my own sins as I forgive others. If you forgive them partially, he will forgive your own partially. If you let go, he will let go. And as long as he does not forgive you your own sins, because you have not forgiven another person's sins, your prayer is abomination before him. Because he cannot hear your prayer. You are a sinner. Your sins have not been forgiven. That is a principle, brother. That is a principle. So, when you offend me and I forgive you, I am not forgiving you for God's sake. That's why I'm forgiving you. I am forgiving you for my own sake. And when Satan wants to destroy your prayer life, he will cause somebody that is very close to you to offend you. To a level that you would think that the whole of heaven and earth will justify your never forgiving that person. How can my best friend, my best friend collected my boyfriend. God will judge between me and you. Even in heaven, I will not forgive you. That's if you get there. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is this knowledge to position us as Christians that leads us to organize this consecration period. It is for believers. How many of them are here? How many of them? Okay, the hands are not too much up. Some just raise them small like this. I'm talking about fasting. I'm talking to believers. Wave your hand if you're a believer here. We plenty now, we plenty. Put down your hand. Hallelujah. But it's 21 days, not too much, Pastor Moses. He reached 40 days. So what is too much there? I know two men in the Bible that fasted 40 days and 40 nights. They are all 40 days and 40 nights. No food. How they take survive, now only God knows. One of them, the name is who? Nami. Moses. The second one is Christ himself. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And let me tell you, amen. Spiritual fast does not kill anybody. Amen. Nobody has ever died because you are fasting. I mean spiritual fast. You are fasting to clean up yourself. God, knowing the purpose for which you are doing that. Remember the purpose. I'm not talking about you fasting so that you will get your husband this year. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about fasting so that you get your visa. I'm talking about fasting for self-examination, self-consecration, to clean up your life. There's a way God does it. He gives you grace. That type of fast is pleasing before Him. When His child can take time to take an inward look at yourself. Hallelujah. I'm telling you this, that since I gave my life to Christ, I am certain, I am sure that I have never gone to the mountain with a prayer request. I have never. I have never gone to the camp with a prayer request. Each time I see myself becoming too carnal, things that I should not be seeing doing, I will know immediately, ha! Something is wrong. Immediately, 3 days, 4 days, pyam! I don't go. And I go camp. Going down to sort out myself. Lord, don't let this happen around me. I am low spiritually. Increase your grace in my life. Let me live above this type of temptation, this type of thing, this type of attraction. This thing defile me. Keep me above this level. And each time you do that, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. You will become another man when you come down from that mountain. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And so, like I said, nobody dies for fasting. Lie. If not, Bobo if I don't die, finish. They fast, eh? You know, your background matters. Where you come from matters. You know, anybody who come into this message from Mountain of Fire, you know, you don't have problem with fasting. You don't have problem with fasting. You will like fasting. You will like it. You know, they've inculcated it in you. Because you are told that when you fast, then all the enemies will die. So you fast and try fasting. When you fast, then a demon will leave you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. No, your background matters. If you see the people that run after prophets, from this prophet, leave, go here, leave, go here, leave, go here, go here. They are coming from Catholic Church. Idol worshippers. Once they see anything, bam, supernatural around you. Here. Hail Mary, full of grace. Send Jude to pray for me. They are the ones. No faith. They will never exercise faith for nothing. 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 Your background matters. People who come here from deeper life, you know, when it's time for worship, you know, they just... so that they will not lose their sanctification. Your background matters. Hallelujah. And it depends on where you were before you gave your life to Christ also, generally. Like those who we are carrying masquerade, watch the way they dance. Watch the way they dance. Those who are from Abriba, see the way they... Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, whatever it is, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are talking about consecration. And one thing that prayer, fasting and prayer does, hallelujah, it keeps this body under so that the spirit can be on top. The spirit lusted against the flesh. That's what the Bible says. And the flesh against the spirit. Peter, watch and pray. Jesus was telling Peter. Satan has desired to sift you like wheat. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He said, watch and pray. He said, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. You see, when Peter was confronted, you are among those that follow this Jesus, you look like one of them. Now, you know, his spirit man, he loves God. But the flesh was afraid of the consequence of identifying with that man at that time. That is a weakness. Fear. But inside of him, he loves that man. Remember, he's the one that brought out a sword and cut off the ear of one of the soldiers that came. He loves him so much. But when the moment came, he said, true, they grabbed him and they want to kill him. The way they whipped him from there to Golgotha, from the way they were beating him. Ha! And then Pilate said, they want to include me inside. Ha! I don't know. The flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. Have you seen yourself, you're lying down on your bed, and the Spirit of God comes and wakes you in the night to pray? You see, you will lie down there. You know you should pray. But at that time, Naim, they sleep, they swing. Hey, how about? Not 3 minutes. Five minutes. Holy Ghost, 5 minutes. Make a joy rest. 5 minutes. You know. Stand up now. You see. You know. But inside of you, you know you should pray. But the flesh is weak. And it is part of the weakness of the flesh. Hallelujah. That you are unable to resist temptations. You're unable to resist temptations. Amen. You're unable to resist temptation. It is a weakness of the flesh. I know of believers, especially the young ones, that have covenanted they will never defile themselves. But something happens and a man sleeps with you. It is after the act is finished, you begin to hate yourself. Why? What happened? It's a weakness of the flesh. The ability to say no was not there. You said no to a level. Because a young girl was telling me about a brother that tried to sleep with her. I've driven him away. He's no more in this church. One brother, last year also. She says she has a weakness. The boy said, "Go marry him." He said, because the brother started touching her and then touched her weakness, her weak part. You know, see, if you touch me like this, I am off. he can't touch me, reach there. That is how he slept with me. She came out of it and has not forgiven herself. You see, her spirit man hated it. But the flesh was weak, could not resist it. But the Bible says, resist the devil. And what will happen? He will flee. That's why we are given overcoming power. To overcome sin, not only witches and wizards. Overcome your flesh. The first enemy you have is this flesh. Is this flesh. I'm telling you, the closest and the worst enemy you have is your flesh. It's your flesh. It's your flesh. And the only way that God has designed to keep the flesh under, Apostle Paul said it. What does he do? He put his body under. What does it mean to put your body under? It's to deny the body certain things it looks for. So that your spirit man can be on top. It comes through these consecration processes. One of it is fasting. To tell this flesh, I know you like this type of food, you like food. So many of you, be sincere with yourself, you have decided one day to fast. You planned it day before yesterday. From so-so day, you will fast. As soon as you started that fast, you see? As soon as you start that fast, that is the time that the type of food you like best, your eye go catch up. Amen. Then, the most popular scripture in the mouth of Igbo is not he that will it. That's the most popular scripture in his mouth. It's not he that will it. It's not he that will it. It's God that showeth mercy. It's not he that will it. Anytime he falls from grace tower, it's not he that will it. Praise the Lord. You know, and this flesh, the day you say, I am going to fast, this week, tomorrow, no food, I am going to fast. That is as that day as you wake up. You that used to, your first food in the day is normally around 12 because you are busy. You wake up, bam, you enter bus, bam, before you reach work, arrange your things, and then the normal market or something, you don't reach 12 before you settle and say, make a chop my first meal for the day. But because you say you will fast that day, as you they wake up, 7:30, your belly go to thump. Proop, proop, proop. Return. What is he saying? Nalayo. This is where the plan. Nalayo. Man must work, I must eat today. That's your flesh we telling you. And you don't have the power to say, Nalayo, you're not going to chop today. Nalayo, no food. The next thing he said, I talk him. I say, I will not be able to carry this thing. I know I will not be able to. Before you know what, it's not by power. You don't know you are falling from grace. Yakata. You tried, you fell. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But let me tell you something about fasting. All of you that have undergone dry fasting before, you say, I'm going to do dry fasting for 3 days, no food, no water. The first day will be stubborn. This, as you are entering the second day like this, your eye will turn, you will think you will collapse, and you will die. That is the time every symptom in your body will be activated. Everything telling you, you can't make it. Cut it. You can't make it. Cut it. You can't make it. But do you know that by the next day in the evening, all of a sudden, all those symptoms will disappear. Strength will come upon you. as if you have been eating since yesterday. Who has ever tried it? Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, thank you. So, you know, it's a practical thing. But that first day is the first hurdle you have. In the night like this, sleep, you cannot sleep. Dry fasting, you know, no food, no water. The first day, you manage this six. Then you now enter night. Sleep, you can't sleep. You close your eye like this, you turn like this. You say, well, let me see what I feel rich money. We can see what I feel rich money. You reach money again, your body is going to shake. And remember that if you are not leaving your house and you are aware, then they cook food. Ho, ho. The smell alone. And if you are able to, you know, conquer that first 2 days, I'm telling you, it becomes normal. Let me tell you, some of you here have never fasted. Last year, I received so many testimonies. People come and say, I didn't know it is possible to even fast like that. I have never fasted. He said, for 21 days. He said, it was sweet. Somebody was telling me, say, make with it, arrange this thing every three months. He enjoyed it so much because of the benefit. Do you know it also brings healing to your body? It brings healing to your physical body. Hallelujah. It gets you to be so conscious, God conscious. You become sensitive to everything around you. Hallelujah. The first day, you go try. I go feed. You are entering with fear. Fear. On Monday now, today is Sunday, no problem. After all, we are all in the church now. You can't even go out. Okay? Tomorrow, now here you go see your test. You go try. You don't reach 12. People fast this fasting, they are the ones. Smarter. Remember how many hours? 1, 2. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But always remember, church, that which you say you cannot do, another brother, another sister is doing it easily. So it is possible to do it. That you are unable to do it shows how weak you are. And you that find it difficult to do like that, you are the one that needs that fast more than anybody else. That means your flesh has been the one in control of your life all this while. You need to put it under. And let me tell you, you are so much in the flesh. Do you know that when you eat too much food, it disturbs your spiritual flow? It does. Because it weighs you down. So, when you lie down to sleep, the type of dream that you dream with a heavy stomach is different from the dream that somebody who is fasting and sleeps. It's true. You see, people who are spiritual, they eat long before it is time to sleep. You just lie down, boom, and the food is just there, boom. Nowhere, nothing, the carbohydrate, all the energy is stored, it's not used. Because when you eat and you walk, you know you are burning some of the energy away. So, when you lie down, you will begin to see all manner of hallucination. That's the time you will see cats with the human leg, they pursue you. You will dream, you wake up, you will ask yourself, which kind of dream is this? I don't understand the meaning. Because it's not a... So, fasting has its own effect. I'm telling you, that is the truth. Look, this period is war against the flesh. That is the meaning of consecration. War against, I am warring against Moses alone. If William Branham says his greatest problem that he has is William Branham. He said, take William Branham out of the way. He said he knows the level he will go spiritually. You see? That's a sincere man of God. And every one of us here, the Bible speaks about besetting sins. Besetting sins. What is a besetting sin? A besetting sin is a sin that any time you want to go launch to the Spirit, go high, it will draw you back. Any sin you that draws you back is a besetting sin. And this is time to deal with all besetting sins. It's a period to watch what you eat. Watch what you say. Watch where you go. This is a period of self-denial. Deny yourself certain things that you like too much. Deny yourself. From 6 in the morning, and when I say 6 in the morning, I didn't say quarter to 6 in the morning, go and eat a bar. You know, some people do that. It's from 6 now, so 6 never reached now, quarter to 6 now. The law says 6. So, hallelujah. So then you go and cook a bar. You know, that is how Muslims fast. They eat 2 times a day. Anyway, we are Christians. Look, don't deceive yourself. It is the amount of seriousness you attach to it that will produce the results. Because the Bible said to the froward, God appears to him. How? Yes, it's the way you present yourself before God. That is, if you are connie, go, they follow you, they do connie. Amen. But when you are serious with God, because he said, he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. That diligently seek him. Amen. Hallelujah. And you can never come out of such a program and remain the same. It's a period that God will begin to give you the secret of the enemy. It's a period your spirit is open to receive from God. Your dreams begin to be instructive and prophetic dreams. Instructive dreams. That is the period that you pray, something happens. That is the period that the witch in your compound will see you and change direction. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm not preaching for long today. But I just want somebody to know that song, if you will go, Igbo, don't hinder me. Eh? It's the time that you tell your husband, amen. Listen, oh. Listen, church. Sister, your husband may not be fasting. You go cook for the whole household, but you no go chop. Cook. Do all you are supposed to do. Praise the Lord. And when you are fasting, hallelujah. The Lord Jesus Christ told us in Matthew chapter 6, he says, don't be like these Pharisees and Sadducees, the hypocrites, so that everybody will know you are fasting. As come and eat now. Say, no, I'm on the mountain. I'm on the mountain. Which mountain? I continue to announce now to people that you are fasting. Come and eat now. No, thank you. What happened? I go chop after. You know, some of them, spiritual people, when they see a Christian say, I know it, immediately they will know, maybe it's in a... They will say, is it fast? So now, should you lie? If you say, I know fast, you have lied, have you? Now that's different. That's different. So if a pro say, why not come and eat now? Then you can say, I'm fast. I'm not going to chop now. I'm going to chop after. Hallelujah. And then you have people that are anointed to discourage. They are anointed to discourage. Eh? Sister Rose, you the fast? Is this your answer? Ah. Now you go tell me with this my answer. Now you get the answer. You, the thing will just increase. The thing will just listen. Ah, now so my sister, if they do fast ones with answer, now you think kill them with that too. Anointed to discourage. And there are some people that you believe are spiritual and that you look up to them. Then small time, 3 o'clock, you see them, they chop. I say, even if pastor they chop 3 o'clock, they wait till me and see they do now. Hallelujah. It's very simple. Just throughout this period now, food sellers in my main market are supposed to have market only in the evening. So anybody you see from my main market, what did they do there? What did they do there? What are you doing? Say, say, before these 21 days, I don't do my own 15 days. The one where they do every month, and they do 3 days dry, 3 days dry every month. This one now for una now, now for una. For una. Shameless people. Shameless. It's a shame that you can talk like that. The Bible says, whatever you agree, Matthew chapter 18 says so. You agree. On earth here, whatever you bind on earth here, that is the agreement, is bound in heaven. Matthew 18, bind and loose, is different from Matthew 16, bind and loose. Matthew 16, bind and loose, is to cast out spirit. But Matthew 18 is agreement, bonding. You bound yourself, you agree to do something here. That's why they all agree to sell their property in Acts chapter 5. And bring the proceeds, and everybody bring your own. Ananias and Sapphira broke the agreement, and they died. We are a church. If you are a church member, let there be no reason, no stupid reason, that will make you break this agreement. Because we have agreed to go on a 21-day journey. Heaven has approved it. I'm telling you, heaven has approved it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The manifestation is the interpretation. Somebody here that has never fasted before, you just notice how you'll be fasting very easily. Because the grace for fasting has been released from today. How many people believe it? Hallelujah. See, determined to conquer this flesh so that at the end of the 21 days, you can celebrate. You can say, I am victorious. Yes, I am victorious. Glory be to God who has given us victory. Peter said, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And what will he do? He will lift you up. One way for you to humble yourself is fasting. That's why in the Old Testament, all of them, once something happens, a king will leave his throne and go and put sackcloth and pour ashes in his body and cry before God. That is him humbling himself. Humble yourself. Fasting is one of the ways we humble ourselves. And God will lift you up. Hallelujah. And let me talk to the very weak ones. 1 minute. There are some people that will try. Like a small child that is battling to walk. He starts, go fall, tagger. Does he remain there? No, he stand up again and attempt again. He go fall. Now, it's possible that something can happen and you will break the fast. Eh? Don't condemn yourself and stop. The next day, continue. This life, say, I go continue. Yesterday, you make me chop by 3 o'clock. Today, I no go chop till 12 midnight. I go revenge for the way you do me yesterday. The righteous fallen how many times? 7 times, but the Bible says he will surely rise again. Learn to fight this flesh. Hallelujah. And all of you that are taking drugs, you started taking your own drug yesterday. Okay. And your own drug is going to last for 1 month, Abby. See, if you want to eat, don't eat where any member will see you. Please. Because the member will not know that you are on drugs. Amen. And church, listen. Let's be very sincere with ourselves. If you are on drug, the reason you are taking eating is because, you know, you don't take drugs on empty stomach. It is at that time you want to take that drug. You will eat something small to help the drug digest. Not to come and heap a bar. And I say, what happened? Say, I'm on drug. I cannot fast. No! You will fast, only that you will not fast like us. The time for you to take your drug, that is the time. Buy bread. I can get bread. With water. Not with stew and meat. No. Don't choose. With water, that bread will help the drug to digest. Just take it there. Don't eat any pleasant food. So that heaven will not say you're in a battle because of one sickness you get. Take it. And then continue. Don't drink water, coke, five alive after. Don't go and buy granite. After, say what happened, say I'm on drug. No. You, everybody will participate. And you who is suffering from ulcer, where you cannot bear the pain, just that very moment, take the one that will just stop the pain only. No overtake. Just take the one that will just stop the pain so that you can continue. And please, so that a brother or a sister will not see you and stumble, when you have ulcer, you are taking drug, you want to eat, go and hide. Don't let any member see you. And don't announce to anybody, see, oh, me, I'm on drug. Oh. I'm on drug. So that me too, I will go and look for my own drug, have you? No. We are in a prayer session. Prayer season. And give time to prayers. If not, it will become starving. Hallelujah. And at the end of this program, something will happen. Because the second aspect of what this fasting is supposed to do, we will look at it in the next service. It is our own way of rearranging the altar for fire to come down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Elijah rearranged the altar and fire came down. And that fire that came down the day of Pentecost will come down here from the 14th of this month, this June. Hallelujah. But for now, the journey has started. If you are ready to go for this journey, can you stand up? If you are not ready, please sit down. Please just sit down. Since this church started, Pastor Thomas, every Friday is our consecration day in this church. People were messing it up. That's why we refuse to enforce it, because you just make people commit sin for nothing because they are not ready to keep it. So we just kept quiet. Since this church started, every Friday, no food in my house. Everybody, no food till evening. Till now. And even when I travel outside the country on Friday, I'm fasting. It's become a covenant thing. Because Friday is our prayer night. And I don't want to come for prayers and have the devil have anything to disturb the prayers. So, consecrate myself. And all, I'm sure Pastor Thomas has never failed to do it. We always, you know, it's automatic. It's automatic. But some people say it's not he that will it. So it's not he that will it. He that showeth mercy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This week, now this period that we have started, this month of June, amen, shall be a month of testimonies. Because God will begin to show you certain things. God will begin to give you prayer points by himself. Hallelujah. It shall be a month of divine promotion. It shall be a month of divine upliftment. You believe it, say amen.
Amen.
You believe it again, say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, Pastor Moses, I can do it. You, call your name, you can do it. I can do it. Call your name and say, I can do it. Hallelujah. Stay away, like Pastor Thomas said, from entertainment. Stay away from watching movies. Stay away from anything that gratifies this flesh unnecessarily. Stay away from anything that will defile yourself. Stay away from anything that will make you tell lies. Let the words that come out of your mouth be sweet words. No gossip. No cursing. No. Hallelujah. Let the words that come out of your mouth be sweet words. Hallelujah. If you are going to attack anybody, then attack the devil. Praise the Lord. Find time to pray. Find time during the day to pray. And the psalm throughout this period, meditate on Psalm 119. I didn't say you should read it all one day. But, you know, get a portion every day. Pray it. Meditate on it. Pray it. Meditate on it. Your song during this period is, create in me a clean heart. Hallelujah. Create in me a clean heart. Take not away the joy of your salvation. Restore the joy of salvation. This is a time for revival. Every gift you have before that is dead, this is the period it will come up. I'm telling you, this is the period it will come up. Hallelujah. Every attachment you have will be cut off. I'm telling you, it is a period that God honors, because this program is well pleasing before God. Because so many of us here, the problem why we have not left the level that we are in, we are responsible. And if you can deal with it sincerely, then your level will change. And you will testify in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't forget, it is Psalm 119. 119. From the first verse. The whole chapter, Psalm 119, is a consecration psalm. It's a consecration psalm. Every line, pray it. When you read it, get a prayer point from that line and pray it. Go to the next line again, read it. When you read it, get a prayer point from there, pray it. Hallelujah. Your life will never remain the same again. Praise the Lord. Any question for what I say concerning the program? Don't ask me about serpent seed. I mean concerning consecration. Yes, brother?
Sir, what if somebody doesn't have a chance to attend the gathering, that fellowship?
Huh?
What if somebody doesn't have a chance to attend the fellowship?
I said the nearest one, if you don't have time, create a time for yourself to pray during the day.
when somebody doesn't have chance, like job.
That's what I say. In that your workplace, no break time. If there is none, when you reach home, make sure you don't sleep in the night until you pray enough prayers. Yes?
Uh-huh. So my question is that, is it right for us to take water at all?
Oh, sure. Drink water.
You have to drink water.
Water is not food.
All right, thank you very much.
Drink only water. Only water. Don't drink cocoa. Amen. Don't drink soda water. Yes?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, church.
Yeah. Sir, this fasting, is it an all-inclusive thing? I mean, are kids involved in this fasting?
Train up the child the way he should go, and when he grows up, he will not depart. Teach them to fast, but don't stress them. Let them reach a certain level, cut it, and give them food to eat.
Sorry, sir. When you say a certain level, up to what time, sir?
The level they can take. When you begin crying, give them food chop.
All right. Thank you.
Don't worry. You will know. When they cry for you, you go know. Yes? Who else? Thank you very much. When your child, train them. Train them. If they used to eat 7 o'clock before, shift it to 12 o'clock, to 10 o'clock. Set this period, no eating till so-so time. And before they eat, make sure that they pray. Pray with them, then say, now go and break your own bed. Daddy and mommy, we are going to break our own later. Before you know what, the children will be competing among themselves on who will extend and extend. Some will even fast more than you. Yes?
Church, praise the Lord. Sir, another question I have to ask now is that, is it right for us to catch some sleep before delivery time, whether this, if the opportunity presents itself?
Sleep does not affect your fast.
Okay, thank you.
When you are weak, sleep. But please remember to pray. Sometimes you want to sleep to kill time. Because when you start to say, 12, check, 6 hours more. Yeah, 1, 2, make I sleep small. Amen. Hallelujah. God will bless you. It's an annual program of the church, and we employ everyone to participate if you are a member. Hallelujah. Pregnant women, anybody at all that has a reason to break the fast, break it in a way that shows that you are still part of a program. You won't eat as you used to eat before. Just eat to stop whatever condition is disturbing you. That's all. Not to hammer, say, I don't follow this one fast. So, no, you must follow. You must follow. Tell your neighbor. Tell your neighbor you must fast. Tell him you must fast. Tell him. You go, tell Sunday. Tell him. You must fast. It is both he that willeth and he that showeth mercy. God bless you. We will continue next time.